Eye convergence disorder. People with good vision can effortlessly direct their eyes onto a given object by convergence movements. At short distance, for example, when reading a book, the eyes set automatically to the inside to maintain the sharp image. At long distance, on the other hand, the eyes set almost parallel. In the dark environment where our pupils are widely open, the depth perception is very low. In the bright environment, with small pupils, the depth perception is high and we see with greater acuity. Thanks to the eye convergence, we have a sense of deep perception and see the world in three dimensions. The brain automatically superimposes the images from each eye, creating one three-dimensional picture. If you have problems with eye convergence, you will not determine correctly the distance from the objects. Natural convergence gets weaker with time, often occurring along with the presbyopia. Therefore, it's important to examine your eyes and, in the case of the defect, start the practice recovering the correct eye convergence. Fortunately, the exercises for the recovery of natural eye convergence give very good results, so it is good to give them a try if we face the convergence problems. The most serious convergence problems are experienced by the persons with a squint.